From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In the Gaza Strip, the death toll in the six-day-old Israeli incursion has climbed to more than 70 people. Media reports quoting Israeli security sources say Israeli officials have been in contact with Palestinian leaders in an attempt to negotiate an end to the offensive. Israel claims its sweeping operation is needed to halt Palestinian Qassam rocket attacks on Israeli border towns. But in the embattled Palestinian communities of northern Gaza, there is no talk of yielding. We have two reports, first from NPR's Julie McCarthy in Gaza City.
The intensive care unit of the Shifa Hospital in Gaza City bears witness to the ferocity of the Israeli offensive, described as the bloodiest in Gaza in 4 years. 16-year-old Tahrir Gideon clings to life on a mechanical ventilator. In the bed beside her lies a man whose face is burnt beyond recognition. Hospital surgeons say the comatose teenage girl was shot in the head yesterday near her home in the Jabalia refugee camp, the main focus of the Israeli offensive. Hospital officials say since the start of the military operation, scores have been declared dead here. Israel says most of the slain Palestinians were linked to the Qassam rocket attacks on nearby Israeli towns. Anesthesiologist Yusuf Dalish stands at the bedside of the Palestinian teenage girl doctors say is unlikely to survive, and says the civilian casualties have been underestimated.
Most of them are innocent people. What they did, children, girls, it's against imagination, the type of injury every day, and beyond our facilities, really.
In Jabalia, an unmanned Israeli drone hovers in the sky above the worn of alleyways that makes up the refugee camp. From here, Entisar Abu Gideon beckons visitors into her home. She is the mother of the gravely wounded girl back at the intensive care unit in Gaza. The girl was shot just steps from here. Visitors ask her mother, does she blame the Qassam-firing militants for giving Israel a reason to invade? Does she blame them for the grave state of her daughter? Through an interpreter, Entisar says the fault is entirely the Israelis.
The Israeli, first of all, they should leave. They should withdraw our land. Then we will stop resisting the occupation. They already killed our people, destroyed our land, destroyed houses. We are not terrorists. We are defending our land. The Israelis should stop first their attacks.
The same uncompromising attitude was heard throughout the day. With certitude, Gazans say that the Qassam rockets are the only weapon against Israeli occupation. Evidence of the incursion is plain to see. Wrecked houses, uprooted roads, debris from fires that blacken the streets. Residents set them each night, believing the smoke foils the surveillance above. Masked gunmen patrol the alleyways. Just a few hundred meters from Israel's established front line, the Jabalia Central Market teems with life. It seems defiance itself at the six-day-old incursion. Women pick through the produce and poke the meat. But beneath the daily shopping ritual lurks great tension. Fatma Hanouna leans over her bag of potatoes and pats her young daughter on the head to make a point. None of my children sleeps at night, she says, because of the tanks and gunfire.
I got seven daughters. She has seven daughters. And frankly speaking, it's a bad situation. We're not able even to feed them. I got other few members of the family. Your kids are sick. There is no water. Electricity is cut even from the area.
With the offensive now nearly a week old, disruptions continue. So too does the killing. Tonight, an Israeli missile struck a car in Gaza City, killing a militant described as a senior commander of the group Islamic Jihad. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Gaza City.